Now, here we have another list, and I'm not going to go through this. Maybe I should, because these were very important individuals. And Jeshua, and Benaiah, and Sherebiah, and Jamin, Akub, and Shabbethai, and Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kalita, and Azariah, and Jozabad, Hanan, and Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. Now, here is something that I want you to notice in particular, because it seems to me that it's very important. They had out in this great assembly of all the people that were gathered there by the water gate inside the walls of Jerusalem, why, they had these men stationed out in the assembly. And this man, Ezra, the scribe and the priest, he would read a certain portion of the law. And when he stopped, then each one of these men who was stationed out in the congregation, they would say to their group, "Did you understand what was read?" And most of them nodded their head and said, "Yes." And maybe some put up their hand and said, "Now, we didn't quite understand what he meant when he talked about this doctrine and that doctrine and the other doctrine. We're not quite sure. What did he mean?" And so this man would explain the reading of the law to them. Then Ezra would read another section, and then they would stop, and then they would have the folk out there ask questions, and it was explained to them. Now, that seems to me to be very important. I wonder today if in our churches we had a great Bible reading we just read. That is, somebody would stand up and read. Then you'd have people stationed out in the congregation, and maybe one man would take this section, another man the other section, and so on. And then they would read in the law. And suppose they read the first chapter of Ephesians today. And they started out, and you wouldn't have to go very far there till you'd encounter that which has been a real problem to the believers today. "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Now, I think when somebody would read that to the congregation, you'd read about five verses, six verses there, and stop. And then the man or the teacher in that section would say, "Now, did you understand that?" And I think all the hands would go up. And they'd say, "Wait a minute, what does Paul mean when he says, chosen in him before the foundation of the world? Is he teaching the doctrine of election there? And what is the doctrine of election? Is it something that the Democrats and Republicans would be interested in?" And the very interesting thing is, I don't think either the Democrats or the Republicans or any other party would be interested in that today. They don't seem to manifest very much interest. Spiritual things, politicians don't, but a lot of people are today. We're in the midst of this spiritual movement. I don't know where it's going, but it's sure on its way, and I trust it'll lead to revival. This one here led to revival. And what happened was that these people that had never heard the word read to them, I can well understand they'd have many questions. And so they just took all the morning for that, and they did that. And what they did was to cause the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. This is remarkable, by the way, friends. They would ask questions. They say, "I didn't quite understand that last verse there, chosen in him before the foundation of the world." Now, that would, I think, clarify a great deal for people today. And I'm not sure but what we're having that kind of a movement on today. That's the reason that we go through the entire Bible. And that's the reason we take up practically every verse and deal with it. I believe personally that's the way it should be done. I do not think this business of taking a text and then going everywhere and preaching the gospel, I don't think that's quite it. And that is the reason that there's been a lot of lack of interest in the Word of God because it's been handled that way. And I'm not sure, but what, just to take a text and to just take a theme and launch out into the deep with no thought of ever coming back to the Scripture and explaining it, is really doing what the writer in Scripture says, handling the Scripture of God deceitfully. Now, he intends for us to just take it up as it is and attempt to explain it as we go along. And that's exactly what they're doing here. And that is the thing that I think God wants us to do. Now, that's not all. Here's a great lesson for us today. We can talk about methods all you want to. We hear a great deal about the psychological approach. And my, a great many go out on that tangent. And there are other tangents that they're going out on. I could mention many things. The scholarly tangent of going out. A man, in fact, he's a president of a seminary. Some dear saint, I think, said the wrong thing to him. Said, "My, you know, we just listened to Dr. McGee going through the Bible." And this man, in a very casual manner, says, "Well, that's one way, I guess, of doing it, but it's certainly not the scholarly way and the proper way to do it." Well, may I say to you that that's the way the Lord's leading us to do it. And I believe that that's the scriptural method. Here it is. You want to know the scriptural method? This is it. They caused the people to understand the law and the people stood in their place. We need to understand what's in the Word of God. God's speaking to us here.